By art is created that great leviathan, called a commonwealth or state, in Latin civitas, which is but an artificial man.
From the opening sentence of Hobbes's Leviathan. Silly Mansoul swallowed it without chewing, as if it had been a sprat in the mouth of the whale.
From Holy War. That sea beast, Leviathan, which God of all his works created hugest, that swim the ocean stream.
From Paradise Lost. There, Leviathan, hugest of living creatures, in the deep, stretched like a promontory, sleeps or swims, and seems a moving land, and at his gills draws in, and at his breath spouts out a sea.
From the same. The mighty whales which swim in a sea of water, and have a sea of oil swimming in them.
From Fuller's Profane and Holy State. So close behind some promontory lie the huge leviathans to attend their prey and give no chase but swallow in the fry which through their gaping jaws mistake the way.
From Dryden's Annus Mirabilis. While the whale is floating at the stern of the ship, they cut off his head and tow it with a boat as near the shore as it will come, but it will be aground in 12 or 13 feet water.
From Thomas Edge's 10 voyages to Spitsbergen in Purchas. In their way they saw many whales sporting in the ocean, and in wantonness fuzzing up the water through their pipes and vents, which nature has placed on their shoulders.
From Sir T. Herbert's Voyages into Asia and Africa, Harris College. Here they saw such huge troops of whales that they were forced to proceed with a great deal of caution for fear they should run their ship upon them.
From Scouten's 6th Circumnavigation. We set sail from the Elbe, wind northeast, in the ship called the Jonas and the Whale. Some say the whale can't open his mouth, but that's a fable. They frequently climb up the masts to see whether they can see a whale, for the first discoverer has a ducat for his pains. I was told of a whale taken near Shetland that had above a barrel of herrings in his belly. Well, one of our harpooners told me that he caught once a whale in Spitsbergen that was white all over.
From a voyage to Greenland, A.D. 1671. Several whales have come in upon this coast. Fife. Anno 1652, 180 feet in length of the whalebone kind came in, which, as I was informed, besides a vast quantity of oil, did afford 500 weight of baleen. The jaws of it stand for a gate in the garden of Pitferren.
From Sybil's Fife and Kinross. Myself have agreed to try whether I can master and kill this spermaceti whale, for I could never hear of any of that sort that was killed by any man, such as his fierceness and swiftness.
From Richard Stafford's letter from the Bermudas, A.D. 1668. Whales in the sea, God's voice obey.
From the New England Primer. We saw also abundance of large whales, there being more in those southern seas, as I may say, by 100 to 1. Than we have to the northward of us.
From Captain Cowley's Voyage Round the Globe, A.D. 1729. And the breath of the whale is frequently attended with such an unsupportable smell as to bring on a disorder of the brain.
From Aloha's South America. To 50 chosen sylphs of special note, we trust the important charge, the petticoat. Oft have we known that sevenfold fence to fail, though stiff with hoops and armed with ribs of whale.
From the Rape of the Lock. If we compare land animals in respect to magnitude with those that take up their abode in the deep, we shall find they will appear contemptible in the comparison. The whale is doubtless the largest animal in creation.
From Goldsmith's Natural History. If you should write a fable for little fishes, you would make them speak like great whales.
From Goldsmith to Johnson. In the afternoon, we saw what was supposed to be a rock, but it was found to be a dead whale, which some Asiatics had killed and were then towing ashore. They seemed to endeavor to conceal themselves behind the whale in order to avoid being seen by us.
From Captain Cook's Voyages. The larger whales they seldom venture to attack. They stand in so great dread of some of them that, when out at sea, they're afraid to mention even their names and to carry dung, limestone, juniper wood, and some other articles of the same nature in their boats in order to terrify and prevent their too near approach.
From Uno von Troil's Letters on Banks and Solander's Voyage to Iceland in 1772. The spermaceti whale found by the Nantauqua is an active, fierce animal and requires vast address and boldness in the fishermen.
From Thomas Jefferson's Whale Memorial to the French Minister in 1778. And pray, sir, what in the world is equal to it?
From Edmund Burke's reference in Parliament to the Nantucket whale fishery. Spain, a great whale stranded on the shores of Europe.
From Edmund Burke. A tenth branch of the king's ordinary revenue, said to be grounded on the consideration of his guarding and protecting the seas from pirates and robbers, is the right to royal fish, which are the whale and sturgeon, and these, when either thrown ashore or caught near the coast, are the property of the king.
From Blackstone. Soon to the sport of death the crews repair. Rodmond, unerring, o'er his head suspends the barbed steel, and every turn attends.
From Falconer's Shipwreck. Bright shone the roofs, the domes, the spires, and rockets blew self-driven to hang their momentary fire around the vault of heaven. So fire with water to compare, the ocean serves on high, upspouted by a whale in air to express unwieldy joy.
From Cowper, on the Queen's visit to London. 10 or 15 gallons of blood are thrown out of the heart at a stroke with immense velocity.
From John Hunter's account of the dissection of a whale, a small-sized one. The aorta of a whale is larger in the bore than the main pipe of the waterworks at London Bridge, and the water roaring in its passage through that pipe is inferior in impetus and velocity to the blood gushing from the whale's heart.
From Paley's Theology.